Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A feature today with Davey Stevens of Hickman County, board member of the Kentucky Soybean Association, on a planting season this spring requiring a lot of patience.
I think for the most part, everyone got the amount of corn they wanted planted. From our board, and just hearing farmers talk from different parts of the state or just at the local coffee shops around, I didn't hear anyone that just had to scrap a whole bunch of corn acres. So pretty much as a whole, everyone waited patiently and they were able to plant their crop just as they had planned it back in January and February.
So generally speaking, he says row crop farmers got planted what they'd intended in corn and soybean acres. The delays backed up planting a little and harvest too, but in the end, perfect weather made for nearly perfect yields.
We experienced a long overall year from the delayed plantings in the spring to the delayed harvest in the fall. But I did not hear from anyone that they were not just tickled to death with the way the yields were just unbelievably record-setting, especially as compared to last year, which were just some of the lowest in recorded time. Since the 80s, it was just that amazing, one extreme to the other.
At the Commodity Conference Friday, January 17 in Bowling Green, a feature is their annual yield contest. Given this year's crop, some production records may be on the line. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Beth from Bethesda.
Is corn good for the environment?
1 acre of corn removes 8 tons of harmful greenhouse gas from the air. Your car produces 6 tons a year. So that acre of corn is taking care of your vehicle's emissions and then some. Dave from Dover.
How about the carbon footprint of corn?
Carbon emissions have dropped 30% per bushel in just 20 years. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
We're back with Hickman County's Davey Stevens with the Kentucky Soybean Association Board. His thoughts on whether it's better to have fair yields in a drought year resulting in strong prices or excellent yields in a bumper crop and deal with softer prices.
I've never went wrong with a big crop. A lot of times it's so ironic, and this is just a farmer's thinking for the most part. You could make the same amount of acres no matter what the yield is compared to the price. But 9 times out of 10, a farmer will want the bigger crop and take the lesser price because it's just in your blood as a farmer just to produce as much as that field will produce, and you give it every effort you can from seed choice to just taking care with crop protection and just harvesting in an efficient manner.
Again, we may see some record numbers in those yield contests at the January 17 Commodity Conference in Bowling Green. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.